I do work quite a bit in the sort of water planning context to make sure, hopefully, that we have enough. I think everybody's probably seen the projections of how many people are coming to Texas. When you couple that with sort of our water resources, depending on where you live, this can be sort of a daunting thing. And land use is really at the heart of Texas being able to continue to manage that growth and success, economic success. So most people have seen the headlines, whether you're reading national news or local news. Everybody's running out of water. If you've been following the California, I'm sort of seeing the California situation in many ways as a crystal ball for us. Nobody wants to think of us having anything in common with California. I hate to tell you this, but we do. We certainly do from a water restraint perspective, natural restraint perspective, drought frequency perspective, and also some of the laws, interestingly, are very similar. And so you're seeing some of the consequences of extended drought in California that I'm afraid that we would see here. A lot of emergency measures having to be put in place. So it would be great if Texas could be somewhat more thinking in advance. It's a good time to talk about it since the legislature's in session. Every day new bills are kind of popping up that have this land use water sort of nexus overlay involved. Some good, some not so good in my opinion, but this is just a quick snapshot to sort of give you a heart attack about this is sort of the predicted water shortages across the United States. We are pretty color of amber. I always tell my students red is not the color you want to be. You know, they always use red in these pictures of like jump ship now. And we're always red for everything, it seems like, at least in the context that I work in.